Welcome to our Tuesday morning session of Global Time with, with Christ Jesus. Today is Tuesday. It's July 1st. And today we're focused on the fact that we are released from every snare. Thank you for joining us, and we trust that you had a wonderful period of rest. And wherever you are, may God bless you richly on today, and welcome to our prayer cast. Forgive me if my voice is a little bit raspy, but that's the way it is sometimes. So we praise the Lord in all things. My praise report today is the fact I was preparing for our prayer cast on today, I could not help but think of how gracious and loving and kind the Lord is, and how he provides for us consistently. He always has a ram in the bush, so to speak. We are never really without. We may think, based on the perspective that we have and where we plant our feet, that we are abandoned. He's not with us. We might be even being told that by the voice of the adversary projected through some being. However, he always provides. He is our provider. And I think you will agree with me that he is. And your heart is filled with praise and with thanksgiving. So why don't we accept his invitation and go right into his presence with praise and with thanksgiving. Father, we thank you on this day. You've awakened us. We see the light. The sun is coming up, and we can detect that it's because of your plan and your purposes for us that we were able to be in this day, looking at the first month, or rather the first day of the month of July. We thank you for bringing us along. We are amazed at how fast time moves, but we know that you are in control all the time because you are God, and you are always good. So we thank you on this day for all that you've locked in and fashioned into this day, and we are giving it back to you with praise and with thanks that you would fashion it according to your own heart's desire. We're willing to follow, submit, be available to you on this day. So we thank you today. And Father, we ask you to receive us as ones that are righteously covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. His blood prevails, just like in the olden days. It still cleanses, it still provides, and makes the way for forgiveness in your sight. It still cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So we receive all of that grace and mercy that you are pouring out upon us on this day. We receive it with joy, with thanksgiving. And we call your name great. You're excellent. You're awesome. You're our God. And you've made us your people. And you're making us into kings and priests who shall reign on the earth forever and ever. We thank you that you have a divine, supernatural plan that cannot be affected by any of the enemy's strategies. We thank you today, and we thank you for each person that has joined us for prayer today. We pray that our hearts would be enlarged by even this exercise of being in your presence, hearing your voice, knowing that you're leading and that you're with us on this day. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, once again, welcome to all of you. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday morning on July 1st. If you happen to hear any loud noises or sounds, excuse me, in the background of our prayer cast today coming from my end, it's because something is going on out in the community. I have no idea what it is, except that there is one or more helicopters that are hovering not too far from where our location is. And earlier I heard lots of sirens sound like fire engines. And then shortly after, there was the sound of one or more choppers out there. Sounds like a war zone. But I can't tell what may be going on out in the community. It can't be more than a couple of blocks away from where we are. And, of course, those choppers are very loud. So if you happen to hear any noise, I can hear them, but because we're enclosed, you know, I've made sure that we're enclosed so that we can shut out most of the sound. Anyway, today we are focused on the fact that we are released from every snare. That's right. Praise the Lord. You and I are released from every snare. And the fact is, we cannot afford to be ignorant of the tactics of the devil. We're to overcome all the schemes of the enemy. And the devil is surely a schemer. What is a scheme? A scheme is a plan, a design, or program of action. Jesus Christ, however, is the victor over Satan and all schemes. Now, the Bible refers to the adversary's tactics as the wiles of the devil. What is a wile? A wile is a trap, and a trap is a snare. Therefore, because warfare always involves tactics and strategies, you and I cannot win without a strategy. And the way we overcome the enemy's strategy against us is through prayer. That's why we are gathered. Praise the Lord. So traps and snares are hidden, and people fall into traps unknowingly. However, we assert today that we are delivered from the snare of the fowler. And what is a fowler? A fowler is a hunter. Satan is the hunter of souls. We therefore can release ourselves and others through prayer. That's why I so appreciate the fact that you are joining me today for prayer. And we're going to move right into that. I'm making sure that your line is open and available for voice so that you can speak what's on your heart today. A praise report or a prayer request, whatever the case may be, we welcome either one of those. And so don't be hesitant to speak, because we're in the presence of the Lord. Now, today in our city, there will be the swearing in of the new mayor and the entire city council. I'm not sure if I will be there, but certainly I'm invited. Excuse me. I'll see what the Lord will say and do, because there are lots on my plate tonight. So in our city today is a day of celebration over the new mayor and the city council. So they'll be sworn in around about midday on today. And then tonight they'll have a mayoral ball, a party, if you will. And all of that's good. And then on tomorrow, it's the business of running the city. So we're praying for God's plan and purposes for this group of newly elected officials. This mayor is the 40th mayor of the city of Newark. And I was contemplating that and wondering what God might be saying to us, particularly those of us in this city, concerning that number. And we know what the scripture says about that number. That number is a generation, represents a generation. That number is a powerful number. It represents the coming of change, of possession, the end of a journey. There's so many things that we can deduct from that. So I just throw that out to you so that as we pray, maybe God will say something to you for us. But we must acknowledge those facts. The 40th mayor, in the name of Jesus, we thank him. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for this city, the city of Newark, the city that was founded by people that you assigned many years ago, over 300 years ago. They came up from Branford, Connecticut, the Stephen Cranes, the Freeland Hisings, all of those people, and their purpose, as stated, was that they wanted to found a city that was as close to the kingdom of God as possible. And Father, we know, we've seen the history, and we've lived some of it in our own lifetime, of the struggle for this city to become something that resembles the kingdom of God on earth. We pray that during this cycle of rulership of this new mayor and the city council, that your plan and purposes that was placed in the heart of the residents of Branford, Connecticut, as they came up, bought this land from the Hackensack Indians and called it Newark. We pray that those elements and foundations would begin to appear powerfully in our city for all to see, so that this city becomes something of glory to you, showing forth your power to preserve and to keep. Our city has risen from chaos going back to the 60s. And is now moving in and towards prosperity for all. We pray, Lord, that the neighborhoods that are poverty-stricken would find release from every snare, the snare of poverty to begin with, the snare of sin, the snare of witchcraft, the snare of idolatry. Yes, even as these officials take their place as they're sworn in today, we pray that you would move by your Holy Spirit in such a way that it would cause consternation, amazement at who you are and what you're doing. We pray that Jesus Christ, who asked for not only this nation, but this city, will also have his way in the name of Jesus, and that every principality and power of darkness that has taken up position and rulership over the city and the neighborhoods, that they will be discomforted in the name of Jesus, and that the counsel of the wicked would be spoiled in the name of Jesus, according to Job chapter 12 and verse 17. Every wicked counsel, every wicked plan, every wicked snare is defeated in the name of Jesus in our city for the glory of God, so that there will be safety, no more blood being spilled in the streets, no more loss of young lives over foolishness because of the acts of wickedness of the demonic powers through individuals. So we thank you today, Lord, that this new mayor, Roz Baraka, will reign and rule and serve righteously, because his heart is in your hand. So today, even as he's sworn in, cause the sun to shine in a special way that sends a message of your presence with us. And we thank you for what you have in store for this city and its neighboring cities, East Orange, Irvington, Elizabeth, Jersey City, all of those neighboring cities. There will be an overflow, a spillover of your presence that touches this East Coast in a way that causes all to be fascinated, spellbound by your power, the power of your kingdom, not in the future, but right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise amen. The Lord. Well, I believe that the prayers of the saints in our city, and I know many who have been praying over this city, they have prayed and we have prayed in gatherings over this city, wept over this city. We have prayed in its streets and prayed over its streets. And we're looking for God to move. We're expecting, we believe that there's a pregnancy on the part of this city. There's a pregnancy. And we see that there's a battle, a warfare over the city. Now, many people don't like the warfare concept, but it's true. Jesus himself was involved in warfare. And he said, I see Satan cast down. Now, we must see the same thing. Falling. Yes, we must see the same thing. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you once again. It's a wonderful day out. The temperature is comfortable, and the sun is up, and it looks like we will have a fair day of just wonderful sunshine. And so we thank God. Well, we also want to pray today, as we have announced for many weeks now, and it's now a reality, excuse me, that we are in the third day of what the Muslims call Ramadan, and they're fasting and doing their religious rituals, if you will, for the next 30 days, fasting all day and breaking their fast after sundown with a meal. and of course with friends and all of that. And as you know, my heart goes out to the Muslims, because I have friends who are Muslims, and I know that they're searching, they're seekers, and they're pursuing a course that they believe will lead them to a relationship with the Lord, and so on. However, we know that the door is Jesus Christ. You and I know that. The door is Jesus Christ. That's how we came into relationship with Christ, with the Father, through Christ. Got to come through the door. So today, in our this 30-day journey, we are praying for a Muslim nation every day, at least one. We may pray for more than one, but at least one every day. And we're praying for the Muslims in our community, which may very well be our next door neighbors. Today specifically, we're praying for the Sudan. That is a country of 31 million in Africa. It is the third largest country in Africa. And in classic antiquity, it was known as Ethiopia. Not the Ethiopia that we know today. It's bounded by Somalia and the Atlantic. No, that's the colonial or colonialized Ethiopia. Ethiopia encompassed a much larger part of the continent of Africa. And so it's called a Sudan. And if you're African-American, you can say for sure, but if you didn't know, you can know now, that your forefathers and ancestors came from the area of the Sudan. So we are Sudanese Africans. Hallelujah. How is that for a little bit of truth? So the capital of Sudan is the city called Khartoum. And the language they speak is Arabic and English. 31 million. Now, if you listen to Psalm 2, you would have to know that this nation is destined to belong to Christ Jesus. Amen. Christ Jesus owns it. The Father said, ask of me and I will give you the nations of the earth and the utmost parts of the earth for our possessions. So this is the Father's gift and inheritance to his Son, Jesus Christ. And so we're claiming Sudan today on behalf of Jesus Christ. He said, ask. That's what the Father said, and we're asking in agreement with Christ, as Christ has asked. He proved it. He poured out his blood for the 31 million that live today in the Sudan. Let us pray over that country. That country belongs to the Lord. And one of the severe challenges that that country faces is the poor human rights, dealing with the issues of ethnic cleansing and slavery. So we want to be specific. They're experiencing rampant ethnic strife, and they're plagued by internal conflicts. That's because Satan has a strategy against that nation. So let us pray for the 31 million people right now. Please join me. Father, we're praying for your nation that you have promised to to your son, namely the Sudan, formerly Ethiopia. And Father, you've seen the wars, the internal conflicts, the civil wars, which the enemy has used to imprison souls, shortening lives, causing strife everywhere in that nation, causing ethnic groups to rise up against other ethnic groups. Father, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we decree today that the princes of darkness in that nation, the ruling principalities and powers, would be spoiled, according to Psalm 76 and 5. Today we bind the enemy, who is none other than Satan and his hordes, and we strip them of their armor, and we divide their spoils for the glory of God and for his kingdom. We release the spoilers to come upon Babylon and destroy her, according to Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 33. We release the spoilers to come upon the high places, places of government, places of religion, places of culture in that nation. Yes. The idea is that, Lord, you would give it to the King of Glory, all of those high places. The altars of idolatry and witchcraft are torn down even now. You have spoiled principalities and powers, and today we spoil the enemy and take back his goods in the name of Jesus. Every soul that's thirsting and hungering, searching to find you, that they will be found and be filled today in the name of Jesus. We spoil the tents of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We spoil those that have attempted to spoil the move of the kingdom of God, even to spoil us, according to Ezekiel chapter 9, 39 and verse 10. So we decree today that the enemy be spoiled. Let the palaces and headquarters of darkness in that region be spoiled in the name of Jesus. Let the proud spirits be spoiled in the name of Jesus. We release the cankerworm to spoil the works of darkness. We do so in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would let the fortresses of darkness be spoiled in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the fact that that nation comes out of darkness to have the light of the kingdom of God shine. And then they can arise because your glory is upon them. We thank you for spoiling the works of darkness in that nation, and that the light of Christ, Jesus Christ, the ruler of all the earth, the one that has entitlement and deed, because he's won a severe victory over the adversary, who goes around like a lion seeking whom he may devour, well, shut his mouth today, dear Father. Lock his jaws today, and allow the people that have seen a great light to run for safety and to be translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, which is the kingdom of your dear Son. We thank you today. Bless the children wherever they are today in school or wherever. Satisfy their hunger and all of their needs. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the Sudan and for the 31 million people that reside there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Unless you have a prayer request and or a praise report of what God is doing, we want to pray for the nation of Israel today.
Yes, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Welcome.
How are you? Yes. I'm here at work, and I have a co-worker.
Okay.
Her name is Marie, and she has a prayer request.
Okay, Marie.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning to you. Praise the Lord. How are you feeling today?
I am actually doing very well, thank you.
Wonderful.
Yes, awesomely favored, divinely powered and blessed. I actually have two. Okay, I have one that is very for the persecution of Christians around the world. And also,
that's a good one. that's a good one. Most people are not aware. Most people are not aware of the magnitude of persecution that is going on even as we speak. I get reports because of communications devices that, you know, that we can have where we get emails and all of those things, and I see the reports, and it's horrific. So I appreciate your question on that. Yes, continue.
And I also have my husband just lost his job. So,
what kind of work did he do?
He was in like printing and binding. So,
okay.
So right now it's going to be tough because I'll be the only one working. So,
and she's also pregnant. She's due to give birth any day now.
Okay. Okay. Well, praise God. Thank God for new life. And okay. Now, I thank you for your prayer request. I would like to focus us just a little bit so we pray with understanding as it relates to your particular prayer request. Our theme today is we are released from every snare. And we did explain that the devil has schemes. He's a schemer. And what I would suggest you do, and we're going to bring this to the throne of grace right now, but I want to encourage you. I'm sharing with you what I have had to learn over and over again, and I'm witnessing every day. It doesn't, from a human standpoint, I am sure that you have no difficulty in viewing your situation as critical, and you've experienced and are experiencing some anxiety about it. But we walk by faith, not by sight. So I want to challenge you to leave God today. And there is a surrender that is necessary from you, a surrender to the Lord's oversight, his ruling and overruling in your and your family's situation. You can't go by what you're seeing. Right now you see your husband doesn't have employment. Right now you see that you're going to have to carry some extra weight. Right now you see that you're expecting a new addition to the family. That's what you see. But you got to believe that God is with you and he has plans that he knows of for a good end to this story. So we are here to believe with you, and I'm offering to you my own faith and trust in the Lord. We're standing with you right now. You go to sleep at night. Don't worry like you have been. And tell your husband that, say, hon, we're going to trust God. We can't see exactly how this is going to play out, but we're going to trust the Lord like we never have before. So let us pray. Father, we thank you for Marie. We thank you for the fact that you've given her a heart that is willing to call and to call out to you. And you said, if we call, you will hear from heaven and you will answer. Father, a good answer to me. The anointing of confidence for Marie and for her husband, for all concerned, that everything is going to be okay. You are going to bring them through because you know of their particular and unique set of circumstances. And they cannot compare themselves to anyone who may have, it seems, may have gone through or are going through something similar, because you know them in particular. They are not lost in the crowd to you, Father. And we pray, O God, even as they call upon you, that they will be able to see and identify the fact that you are with them. You are the Lord over all the earth. You own the earth and all the people in it. So you have the resources. And we trust, along with Marie and her family, that those resources are there for their keeping, and you will keep them in strength and in health. Their table will always be full. There will not be shortage of food. The cupboards will never go bare. They will always have health. And the coming addition to the family, the baby, who's already here waiting for the birthday, that everything will go perfectly according to your plan. You have a plan for that child. They did not produce that child by themselves. You had a handshake in that. The child's spirit came from you. You created that child. And so, because you're God, you're wise, and you've already made provision for the child and for the family, we thank you for the provision, because you are providers. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we pray for those believers that are around the world, that are right now maybe feeling the pressures from the strategies of the adversary. We pray that your angels, your ministering angels, would show up, would be on duty, on point, and that a bloodline is drawn around these people of God, that they are strengthened today, their courage is amplified, their commitment is fortified in the name of Jesus to serve you and to share the good news. Father, and if anyone loses their life on this day because of their position in you, that would cause a massive spreading of the gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Marie, on every night before you go to bed, put your hand, maybe both of your hands, I'm saying, meaning you and your husband, on your tummy and speak to the child. Thank God for the child and thank God for provision for the child. Can you do that?
Of course.
Yes. Do that. Operate in confidence now. Now is not the time for anxiety. Confidence. Confidence, because God is. Confidence. So don't let the enemy seed your spirit, or your spirits, meaning your husband as well, with anxiety and fear. Because he uses fear. Satan uses fear to intimidate, okay? So it'll be kind of scary if you're not used to walking on the level of faith that God is asking of you right now. It's a whole different level. You know, the level you were on where your husband's working and, you know where all of the cheese is in the house, so to speak. Now, the cheese has been moved. There's a story about that. In fact, there's a book called that, Who Moves My Cheese? And it's a story, an allegory about mice who knew where the cheese was, and then change came and the cheese was moved. They were running around wondering who moved the cheese, because now they have a new situation. Well, God moved the cheese, and he knows where the cheese is. Praise God. Thank you, Marie, for your willingness to share with us. God bless you. Have a wonderful day today. Amen.
Oh, you too. Thank you. God bless you all.
Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. God is good. And I'm sure all of you can relate to the anxiety that comes in certain situations. I know about that, believe me. And I've learned and continue to learn to not let that rule the day, anxiety and fear over the unknown. Because God knows there's nothing unknown to him. It might be unknown to me, but not to him. And what I do know, I hold on to. And I know his promises that he made in his word. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Well, that's a good one. I hold on to that. And as I see the giants that would appear, and they're shouting at you, you'll never win. I say, you're a liar. I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you for joining us today. Our time is, I'm so sorry. I have no control over that. It's just about up. We have just got enough time to read a benediction in our hearing, and we are out of here to face and deal with this wonderful day that God has given us. Let him form it. Our benediction comes from the third book of John, chapter 1, verse 2, and it says, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. I think that is a wonderful note to end on. Thank you for joining us, praying with us. Our confidence is stoked. We go into this day with boldness. Don't worry. Have no fear.
Praise
the Lord.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Receive it. Thank you.